You're listening to SBS News.
Like hundreds of thousands of small business owners, Luica Tupes is struggling to keep the doors to his Canberra restaurant open. He says JobKeeper is the economic lifeline he's been banking on.
We're still waiting on it, so there's still a few administrative hurdles we need to get over to secure that. But we've done all the application process, still waiting and still kind of hoping to hear back. That will make a really big difference in our ability to stay open and keep trading.
The six-month, $1,500 fortnightly payments are now flowing to some 4.7 million workers. It's more than 1 million fewer employees than the government had budgeted for. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he predicts that number will increase, but says the strong take-up is a good sign. The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says the JobKeeper payments are being mishandled.
The Treasurer is fumbling the rollout of the JobKeeper program, and Australian workers can't afford him to drop the ball completely. A JobKeeper is a good idea being badly implemented, badly communicated, and too many workers are left out and left behind.
Labor wants the underspend redirected to around 1 million casual workers who've missed out because they haven't worked at the same business for at least a year. Like some of the workers at Luica Tupes's newly opened eatery. Mr. Frydenberg says the government will stick to its original plans. He has also dismissed calls for a permanent increase to new start payments after the temporary six-month supplement expires.
There is no money tree at the back of the parliamentary garden. There is nowhere we can go and just, you know, prune off a few extra dollar bills and throw them around. We have to ensure that our spending is very targeted.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed the National Cabinet will soon move to ease social distancing measures in three stage steps. He says states and territories will move at different speeds while working towards the same shared goal of a national COVID-safe economy by July.
Yeah, we need kids back at school. We need people back at work. We need the businesses open again. They can't all open at once. And I know there's some frustration about what are going to be inevitable inconsistencies. It's a very difficult thing to manage.
The government continues to stress that its COVID-safe app will be crucial in unlocking restrictions. Sydney's Strathfield Council has been reprimanded for allegedly telling staff it was compulsory to download the voluntary app. Cafes, restaurants and retail stores are expected to be the first allowed to reopen. For Louis and thousands of others, an end to social distancing restrictions can't come soon enough.
Until we're back to full operational status for restaurants and cafes, I think very few places are actually going to be able to open. I mean, if we opened with a 4 square metre rule, our space can hold maybe 10 or 15 people at the very most. And that's just not enough to keep us in business, to be honest.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.